Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show, hosted by Jason Dias and Scott McKenna. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to be here on Radio Free Credit Union Show. My name is Scott McKenna. I'm here with Jason Dias. Are you there, Jason?
I'm here. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? How's the weather there in Texas?
Beautiful today. We got a beautiful spring day, probably going to be in the mid-70s, so we're pretty excited. It's obviously springtime here.
Awesome. We're just waiting here to try to get another phone line hooked up here for him. So hopefully
that's all right. I know we've got some guests on hold. We had a good week, didn't we? We crisscrossed the nation. We flew out to Las Vegas for the NAFQ Strategic Growth Conference and had you and Nick there, so that was obviously a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure was. We got quite the accommodations there with that suite that was bigger, like you said, bigger than the first two houses I've ever rented.
It was certainly bigger than my first home. I don't know what happened. I just lucked out, and when I checked in, the guy said, hey, you got a suite. And I was like, well, great. And when I went upstairs and saw it, I thought, man, this is really wasted on me, a guy that's just going to sit here all night and, you know, play video games. It would have probably been more appropriate for you and Nick. For people that are joining us, we went out to the NAFQ show, and whenever we go out to one of these shows, and we said this to the audience, and I know we have many credit union people listening in who routinely attend credit union events, and we decided when we started working together a couple years ago that when people make that investment in time and money and, you know, just the whole thing of, I mean, Scott, you're a married guy now, you know, it can be hard sometimes to be away for 3 or 4 days, and most of these conferences take you away for 3 or 4 days, that we really wanted people to leave our session going, man, I'm really glad I came. And
absolutely.
We had some of the nicest comments. And you've done a lot of league events with me. You've done a lot of individual credit union events with me, like for an employee training day or something like that. But this was sort of your first, I guess I would call it a traditional trade show. You know, NAFQ is a pretty gigantic trade organization for the credit union marketplace. And what were your impressions as a young guy, you know, a 24-year-old guy coming into that setting? What did you think of the event, what you saw of it?
You're talking about the one we just did, right? Not overall.
Just the one we just did, the NAFQ show out in Vegas.
I thought it was good. I mean, I'm always impressed of the big range of ages too, with all the people in the credit union marketplace. You know, when I first started joining up doing things with the credit unions, I was kind of under the impression that it would be more of just a lot of not anything against older people, but just not as much people that are my age. And there's actually a lot of people I'm seeing at these conferences. And you know, we're gonna have Adam talk later a little bit about this too. There's a lot of young people now involved in the credit union thing, and I think that's what's really gonna help them, you know, be able to reach us more, because young people can interact with us better than anyone.
I've said it all along. I mean, I really believe, and I said this on Tuesday at the luncheon when I was given my spoken part, that to me at least, as an observer of credit unions who's worked for a big credit union, worked for a small credit union, worked for a vendor that works with credit unions, you name it, I've worked with credit unions in every capacity you can imagine. And to me it just seems like right now there is this huge generational chasm that exists between, and again, we try to be as respectful as we can, but there's just no other way to say it. But if you think about the demographic that you really need to be successful in the future, you know, the millennials and Generation Y, their median age is probably somewhere in the mid to low 20s. When you add in the young kids and the millennials. And then I said to the audience on Tuesday, what is the median age of your board of directors? And, you know, we prefaced everything by saying, hey, we're going to be honest and respectful and stuff like that. And I don't know. I thought that was one of the moments in the show where people really stopped and paid attention, and you were there, and I think you could kind of tell and you could sense that tangible pause in the room. Usually I just say, you know, I start with a thing about, if you want to know what generation you're in, ask yourself, you know, who is Ron Howard to you? And obviously that gets a lot of laughter, and, you know, everybody kind of looks at each other. But we did have a couple of folks that I was kind of surprised to see at a marketing show. They were clearly board members, and I got to say, in their defense, they participated. Do you remember the four guys?
They sure did. Yep. The one group of older gentlemen all participated in the sing-along, and they did a great job. They got the most applause out of anyone, actually.
They did get the most applause, and that's what I mean about, I know there's a way to bridge this generational chasm. It's not even a gap. It's a chasm that exists at a lot of credit unions between the board of directors, who really have the sort of the I'm not going to say plenipotentiary, that's a big word. They have the ultimate power to approve things, and a lot of times I think the age difference, you know, marketing people come back from these conferences with all these great ideas, and I think I may have even mentioned it on last week's show. If there was a theme that I could give you, having spoken to close to 40,000 credit union professionals over the course of almost 10 years speaking at these events, it would be, we loved everything we heard about, but our board just won't go for it. I mean, you and I hear that all the time.
Uh-huh. They would say, this is so awesome. I just wish that the other people could see it too, or I wish that they could participate. And it's just, then there's nothing more frustrating to hear.
I've had some favorite moments at the events that I've been to. And I got to tell you, when those guys, the older gentlemen, finished their portion of Starfish, and the crowd kind of went crazy for them, I thought, you know, it really did. It made the point that the younger people are rooting for them, and they're rooting for the younger people, that there's a lot of commonality, that we're all trying to make our credit unions the best credit unions possible. But what I thought was interesting was, it was a song by Prince that hardly anybody had ever heard of, and certainly not performed that way, the way we do it in our event, that brought that excitement of those two generations together. Because I'm not exaggerating, the median age at that table was what, maybe 65?
Yeah, something around that. And you know what I found the most interesting too, out of one of the comments, you know, we both heard a guy come up to us, and actually an older gentleman, he said, this was so awesome, this is one of the best things I've seen in a while. All we got to do is get the rest of us old guys, that's what he said, to understand what this is all about. And I thought that was hilarious, but it was such a good point. Like, you can tell that he kind of was getting the picture for the first time, and now he's hoping that we can persuade, obviously, the other people to kind of see it.
He said that exact thing. He said, and he used the term that we won't use, and we never say the old guy, only the silver seniors, plus baby boomers. And he did say that, and I got to tell you, that's why it was one of my favorite moments, because I can remember going back to the California Credit Union League show in Monterey, California. I think it was back in 2000. This goes way back, 2003, 2004. And when I finished my generational session, an older gentleman came up to me, and it was actually kind of, hey kid, you know, we're not all, you know, got one foot in the grave. You gotta watch what you say up there, and this kind of thing. And you know, we do get that sometimes. You know, I can't understand the words. The music's too loud. And of course, you and I are thinking, if the music's too loud, you're too OLT, but we don't say it. And it was just, I don't know, that was really cool. And then, of course, the other money comment was from the lady who's sitting out in the lobby as we were walking down to the elevators. And, you know, she just kind of, and we didn't ask her. You know, she didn't want to be on camera at first.
Yeah.
And do you remember what she said?
Yeah, she said, I've been to these for, I don't know how long, I think she said 22
years. 22
years. Yeah.
22 years she'd been coming to these events.
And she said this was the best session I had ever seen. And then we were like, oh, that sounds like a good video. And she was scared to death to do the video, but she
and we had to beg her to go ahead and do the video. Well, I think that is obviously going to be a big theme of this show, is how do we bridge that generation gap. We spoke last week about the GAC conference and how that's a really cool traditional credit union event that goes on because it has to go on, because credit unions have to continue to do their political outreach. They have to continue to talk to their congressmen and their senators and their elected representatives, and I think that's great. But what I thought was sort of the show stealer this year was the GAC Crashers. And so we are fortunate enough to be joined by one of them today who I want to talk to, not just about the GAC Crashers and stuff like that, but again, the perspective of a young man who works for a credit union that has been involved in a lot of really innovative things. And so it's our pleasure to welcome to Radio Free Credit Union Adam Van Cleve, who is the Youth Operations Coordinator at Chetco Federal Credit Union. He's also the Northwest Representative for the National Youth Involvement Board and a GAC Crasher. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. How are things out in beautiful Brookings, Oregon this morning?
Very not so beautiful and windy and rainy.
Very rainy. Well, you get that out on the coast.
Yeah.
We've all been out there, so we all know. Hey, listen, Adam, I want to talk to you first about the GAC convention that you went to. You were with the Crashers. Can you tell us about how many GAC Crashers there were in total?
There ended up being about 22 or 23 of us.
And what would you say the reception was for you guys with everybody that was there? Because it was a big, big event. I thought it was amazing that 22 people kind of stole the show, and I think they had about 3,500, 4,000 people at that event.
Yeah. It was very good. I mean, coming into it, we all had our different perceptions on, how we might be accepted. We've been told, we were told by a lot of people that, you're not the norm here. So, people might not be that willing to accept the reason why you're here, because it's traditionally a board member CEO sort of event. And we were very, very surprised. It could be how we translated the looks we got. We translated them all to be, wow, what are you guys doing here? This is kind of cool. We definitely showed up in a big group and kind of, we did a really good crash, so we it was very good. When we started to hear comments from people, it was more of this. This is a really cool thing you guys are doing. I really wish people would do this more at more conferences. Those are from the people that realized the message that we were trying to get at, which was we as the future leaders of this industry need to be involved in these decisions and be involved in these. Meetings where all the decisions are being made, the political action, all of that. So overall, in general, it was very, very well received.
I know when I first heard that y'all were going out there, and you had just the name itself, GAC Crashers. When somebody thinks of a crasher, obviously they're thinking of somebody at a wedding who's not welcome or somebody at a party who's not welcome. And that was like my first, I wonder how this is going to shake out. But I got to tell you, everything I've heard from everybody has been, we need more stuff like this. There's really no other way for you guys to be, but kind of in your face, kind of, hey, you got to get to notice us too, because, and Adam has had the, he might call it a pleasure or displeasure of sitting through my generational session many times, and I always talk about, you've got 80 million baby boomers vacating the marketplace over the next 10 years, the workplace, and the generation coming after them, my generation, Generation X, there's only 40 million of us. So it's going to be virtually impossible to fill critical leadership positions at credit unions without people in your age group. It might seem to a traditional credit union guy, like those four gentlemen we had at the NAFQ show, to say, hey, our vice president of marketing is this 26-year-old person. But I think you're going to find that just, the mathematics work out as such that we're going to have to start incorporating that GAC crasher mentality into the credit union. And again, I thought you guys had a cool factor that nobody can put a price tag on.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely cool. But
I guess you're cool or irritating depending on what aged person you're talking to. So
or what minute of the day, but it's life. But no, it was good overall. I mean, the whole crasher idea, it was really cool. Everybody went there, and when in the beginning, it seemed like the crasher name, crashing the wedding, kind of not welcome sort of thing, but we quickly realized how welcome we were. People pulled out the stops for us. It was really amazing to be a part of that. where you saw all the leaders of the credit union industry kind of embracing us being there. We, you know, immediately CUNA jumped in and offered scholarships for us all to be there instead of just holding our event alongside the GAC. We were originally just supposed to do that. And CUNA offered scholarships to give us admission to the whole conference. And then NAFQ comes in and gives us invitations to come to the Herb Wagner dinner, which is, you know, an epic credit union awards dinner, you know, one of the most prestigious awards you can get in the credit union industry. They invited us to come to the awards ceremony. And that was really cool to see. Then we, you know, the CU Times invited us to their awards dinner, and Filene invited us to their breakfast, and CUNA invited us to their council's breakfast. I mean, it was just not an experience or not something that you would normally get, even if you were normally attending the GAC.
Right.
We were able to see the GAC on such a broad level that made the experience even better. And then, you know, being able to go with our leagues to the Hill, doing the Hike the Hill and meeting with our congressmen and senators in the nation's capital. I mean, it was amazing. So definitely, you know, besides just showing up and saying, hey, we're here, you know, we're the future leaders of this industry, we came away with amazing friendships, networking opportunities, and experiences. And I got lucky as I was there with the National Youth Involvement Board, but everybody came there and stayed in the hostel even. So they definitely went all out and pulled out all the stops and said, you know what, we're going to be here. This is the cheapest way, and stayed in the hostel. And Palmetto Cooperative Services came in and actually took care of that too. So it was just, instead of it being a crash in the beginning, it turned out to be that we were very, very welcome there with a lot of
people. We're visiting with Adam Van Cleve, the Youth Operations Coordinator with CHETCO Federal Credit Union, and he's also the Northwest Rep for the National Youth Involvement Board and a GAC crasher. Now, you just mentioned the NYIB. Tell us a little bit how you got involved in that.
Well, just working at the credit union, I started going to their conferences each year. It moves around each year, and I first saw the or went to it in San Antonio.
My hometown.
And, yes. And then went to, what was it, next year? I think it was in Vegas. And so, yeah, started getting involved with them on that level, and it just came that our Northwest Region rep was retiring. She'd been there for a while. So I decided to take the opportunity and try to get more involved with it, and here I am.
You spoke about an awards dinner. I know you went to the Credit Union Times Trailblazer Award, and the CEO of Novartis Federal Credit Union, Ann South, won the award for CEO of the Year. And if you read her list of accomplishments that led up to that award, one of the things that she mentioned was something that you had a big hand in creating, and she talked about an event that we were all involved in, a concert for financial literacy that she did at a Take Your Daughter to Work Day back in April of 2009. And while that was a little different than some of the other concerts that we've done at high schools and colleges, I want to go back to the latter part of 2007. You and I had a conversation about doing something at the high school that would get everybody's attention, and we came up with this idea of putting on a live concert for the students. And that idea is really kind of spread throughout the country. When I talk to people, I always tell them that a lot of the format of the event came from you. And what is it about the doing these events at the high schools, these live musical events, that you knew instinctively back in 2007 would be the right way to approach these young guys?
Well, it's hard to find something new and different, you know, each time you want to reach the youth. We had a high school that we had been in with the branch since 2002. And it's in a very saturated market area where I live here. But we just wanted something different and something that wasn't the financial literacy textbook. When I was in school there, the textbook was absolutely ridiculous. It was the number one sleeping pill on the market. It was bad. And so we wanted something different to reach the kids. And, you know, we talked and a lot and realized, you know, music is one of the number one things that the generation connects with.
Right.
So why can't we just combine music and the credit union message and financial literacy together and reach them in that way? And it turned out to be the concert Financial Literacy, and turned out to be a really big, big hit. I mean, since then, it's been taken around the country, and everybody keeps asking for it back. So
yeah, I think it's fascinating that I think you were actually 21 or 22 years old, and that an idea that you really had a lot more input than people probably can imagine, in terms of the creation and just sort of the execution of that first event, has now reached over 10,000 young people, 10,000 future car and home buyers, and all of that's making you a bit of a celebrity out there in the credit union marketplace. You've got an event coming up with the CUES Florida Council on April 1st, and even though it's on April 1st, it's not a joke. You're going to be joining us on the CUES Florida 4-day carnival cruise down to Cozumel, Mexico, and the participants at that event are looking forward to hear you talk about a lot of innovative things that, unfortunately, here on this radio program, we don't even have time to discuss, but I know they're looking forward to hearing from you, and I hope you're excited about going on a little springtime Mexican cruise.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little excited. Definitely. Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely stoked, extremely excited. It's going to be a good time, and it's another different group that I haven't, you know, interacted with before, so I'm excited for, you know, the opportunity to interact with them and speak with them and ask them questions and let them ask me some questions, and hopefully it'll all be a good experience for everyone.
Well, listen, Adam, I sure appreciate you taking some time out of your day to visit with us. We hope we can get you back as a future guest on the show, and just keep up all the great innovative stuff that you're doing out there, not just for Chetco Federal Credit Union, but for the credit union marketplace in general. I've said a zillion times that we need about 1,000 people just like you out there shaking things up, and it was a real pleasure to visit with you today.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adam.
And I can't believe it. We're already at the midpoint of the show and then some. All right.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk. 646-915-9274.
All right, for everybody listening, as you know, every week we have a special musical treat. Scott, who is driving the show from Bethlehem, PA, is not just our co-host and producer extraordinaire. He is also one of our top featured musicians out there in the conference world and in the concerts for financial literacy world. And so we're going to play one of my absolute favorite songs from your first CD. And tell us a little about this song, Scott.
It was kind of a song. Nick and I were writing some music, and I came up with just the kind of feel of it, and I told Nick to put some sort of cool little sound behind it, and so you'll hear exactly what that sound is, but just kind of a fun, make-you-feel-good type song, and everyone seems to like it. It's a song that usually greets you on all the websites that you visit that I'm on, so it's kind of one of the most popular songs we have.
And what I like about it is we always close the show with it, and when it ends, there are always 100-some-odd people on their feet clapping, so let's go ahead and roll it.
I'm driving 75, top down, windows open, and I'm ready to fly by. They can sit with that look in your eye like you're gonna get in trouble and you don't know why. And you don't know why. And I don't know what you got in mind, but I have an idea. We don't got the time to talk about things that are on your mind, that are on your mind. I don't know what it is that makes me feel this way. And I don't know what it is about a day like today. And I don't know what it is, but I want to stay. You're so beautiful. And
felt the way that I do now. There's just something about the way you smile that drives me wild. And no matter what I hear people say, some things will never change, some things will stay the same, like the way I feel about you. And I don't know what it is.
Absolutely, one of my absolute favorite songs from the first CD. And actually, if you've enjoyed that song at a live credit union event, and there are plenty of you that have, when I first got the idea to involve the two acoustic musicians at that show in Racine, Wisconsin, back on President's Day 2008, I went to the website, and that was the first song I heard. And I was actually dialing the number of the credit union person saying, I found the right guys. This is going to work out just perfectly. So that is absolutely one of my favorites. And I know at the event on Tuesday in Vegas, at the end there where Nick does that crazy run-up with the violin, the crowd just went bonkers.
Yeah, they always do. He's got that. He's quite the musician, and he tends to bring people to their feet when he does some of this stuff. That's for sure.
Well, I thought the whole event on Tuesday was great. I thought some of the breakthrough moments really were that, like you said, we had some folks that came up to us afterwards that were in that older baby boomer plus demographic that said, hey, you know what, we need more of this. They weren't offended. They didn't think the music was too loud. And I just think as we have this conversation on the radio and the conversation we have in person, if everyone is just thoroughly respectful about everyone's perspective, I know there's a way. I mean, if we had all the passion of the older folks in the credit union marketplace mixed with the excitement, innovation, and energy from people like Adam and, you and Nick and the young people in the marketplace, I think it'd be really, really good news for the credit union world overall.
Yep, it was definitely a great event. We look forward to we have a bunch more coming, and I'm definitely looking forward to them and getting out and seeing some people. We're meeting cooler and cooler every time we go to an event. I feel like we meet even cooler people. There's just some great people out there doing good things with credit unions, which is always a good thing. Which is why we don't get that from many banks.
Well, exactly. I'll tell you, we met some people. What was the CU Swag folks that we
CU
met?
Swag,
out?
Yeah, great group of people. They were part of the crashes as well when they were there.
That's right. And that's what I like about the networking stuff. Now we start to get to know these folks, and we get to kind of see how they roll and whatnot. But speaking of future events, I think our next credit union event is going to take us back to Las Vegas for the Prime Alliance show. We've got some Prime Alliance guests coming up in 2 weeks. And I want to remind everybody, if you're listening now, we're going to be doing this show every Friday at this same time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And usually by midweek, we'll announce the guest. I'm thinking about, I don't know that we'll always have a guest on the show, but I certainly think it's a lot of fun to do that. But we know we always enjoy talking credit union business and talking about what we've been up to. And we're going to continue to try to find interesting guests that are doing thoughtful, creative, and innovative stuff out there in the credit union marketplace. What do you have going on this weekend show-wise?
I got a show tonight in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, so make sure you stop out. But that's about it. Thanks, guys, so much for listening.
You guys take care, and we'll see you soon.